The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Well, short show.
Go ahead. You didn't talk about what?
I didn't talk about anything having to do with my trip that went on at the end of July. I mean,
did you want to talk about that?
I don't think so. I think so much time has passed that I've lost the enthusiasm. If you really want to know about it, you'd have to go back to the bigfattyonline.com.
Well, I was going to say you pretty much had a running commentary on his show with it.
Exactly. So, yeah.
You're so over it.
Never again. That's all I'll say.
Isn't that what you said? Never again?
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
BigFattyOnline.com.
You're so over it.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2300 of the BFO for Tuesday the 22th of November 2016, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, we're gonna catch you up on the happenings on Sunday and Monday, yes! Hello, right this way as Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Big Fatty, what is that noise? It's the turlet. Oh, okay. By the way, I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but this past Saturday I don't remember who posted it on the Twitty, but y'all, it was National Turlet Day. Big Fatty. And y'all, Granny celebrated all day long. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear the details. As old as he is, he barely can control his bowels with a cork in the Big Fatty, it's vulgar. See y'all today, the 22th of November. Y'all, it is a very, very, very special celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. And it's why you're right this way us today. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of none other than, Big Fatty has met this person, many, many times, around this time last year, about a year ago, all of a sudden there was a knock at the door of the villa, and I thought it was Big Fatty's time to go to glory. Big Fatty, we can only hope. It's Digger. It's Digger of Tom and Terry up there in the Chicagos. It's Tom, and he's just one of the kindest people that you'll ever meet. And y'all, you know he does that. He's started that new comedy career. Yes, Big Fatty, nothing like graveyard humor. Yes, Big Fatty, graveyard humor. Anyway, Tom is just one of the nicest, and Big Fatty, and he loves his Bombay Sapphire, he does, but in a glass. Don't give Digger a cocktail in a plastic cup. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, if you see Digger on the Twitty, or the Face Space, Big Fatty, if you don't see him on the Twitty or the Face Space, send out a notification, because there's something wrong. It's probably true. But, y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that T-Wiggles gives Digga a big old Bombay Sapphire piece of... Big Fatty, that didn't really sound very good. Bombay Sapphire cake? No. How about just a martini and a big old steak?
Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out at dubiousintent.com.
Yeah, I guess y'all, now y'all, Big Fatty, you know, every once in a while, Big Fatty gets some e-letters that just, that even surprised Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, and one came in last week. About a week ago, and y'all, it's from Phoenix Dave. You know, Phoenix Dave, every once in a while you'll see his name pop up in a Pride 48 chat room or something, and he says, since Big Fatty, this e-letter, it's, hey, my dear Big Fatty, following the recent election and the demise... of so many Pride 48 shows, I feel it is time for me to de-lurk. If you have time and the inclination, please send me an e-letter about what equipment, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, what equipment I should have to produce a little show on the level of yours, parentheses, stop laughing. Big Fatty, he's aiming low, it's true. I do have both a Windows and a Mac computer, so I can work in either world. Any help in getting started would be greatly appreciated. P.S. Like your little show, I would like a specific length of time for my that my show will record. Thank you so much, Pod Dad. Ready? I'm sure it's not Pod Grandpa. No, Phoenix Dave. And well, first of all, Phoenix Dave, thank you so much for de-lurking. It's always lovely when somebody de-lurks. And, you know, you've come to the right place. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but there no other show does a technology segment. You know, when you need to know about technology and the computers and all, you know where to turn. Yes, Big Fatty, anywhere but to you. Well, y'all, I wrote Dave back, didn't hear anything back from him. He probably went, oh my God, I've asked the wrong person. But, y'all, I gave Dave, Phoenix Dave, some information. Now I did, I was very honest with him. I said, you know, I can figure some things out until something goes wrong, and then once it goes wrong, I've got to call the patron saint. Now I told him that how I set up my master file, you know, so that it's just a 20-minute little show. Big Fatty, did he say how long he was going to make? He did not mention that. Y'all, by the way, that is some coffee. Yes, Big Fatty. I told him that if he decided to, you know, because I don't know how to do the www, set all that up, and how to set up the what do you call it, the RSS and the feed burner and the WordPress and the getting in the iTurds and no, Big Fatty, you do not know, but you know who to send him to. It's true, I did. So y'all, I suggested that perhaps that Adam Burns could help him with the Winders. Big Fatty, why don't you suggest Daniel? Well, because he's very busy, very busy. He's got a trip. He's got a trip coming up over to the to the Hara Hotel. Not this coming weekend, but the first weekend in December. So you know, no time, no Big Fatty. You gotta get prep other things. Big Fatty small guy. But anyway, and I said if you decide to do it on the Macintosh, that maybe that John Ong could help you out. Anyway, and, you know, I told him how I do it and everything using the banjo band and all. But Phoenix Dave, please let Big Fatty know how the new Lulu show is going. And we'll absolutely make sure to let everybody know when you're up and running so that they can all go over there and subscribe. And Big Fatty, while they're there, they can unsubscribe from you. I mean, Vera, yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
G'day, Big Fatty. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler, calling. Now that I don't have my own little show, I thought I better call you up and fill you in on my exciting life. And I know you don't need any content because you always have 19 minutes of solid gold, but hey, I'll just take up a couple of minutes now if that's okay. So I'm in Bali at the moment at Sanua Beach, which is where all the old Europeans go. And I suppose I'm old and I guess I'm half European now, but anyway, it's quiet and relaxing, which is nice. I've already been to Jakarta for the gay Asian Christian conference. Yep, I know. Isn't that a whole lot of oxymorons for being in the biggest Muslim country in the world? And that was good. It was all in English, which was good for me, but not so good for the Indonesian friend of mine that I sort of forced into coming, so he didn't really understand what was going on, but it was good. I think it encouraged some people that live rather oppressed lives. Being gay and being Christian, two big issues when you live in Asia. So that was lovely. Caught up with an old friend from school. Like, I'm talking the girl that I went to the high school formal with. I think in the Americas you call it the prom. So, yes, after 30 years, I had lunch with her because she's living in Jakarta with her husband. So that was cool. And then I went to Malang and I saw my darling Yopi, beautiful Yopi. Oh, he hasn't changed, still lovely. And some of my old friends from university there, and, you know, just generally hung out. And yesterday I arrived in Bali. And as you can hear, I've just come from the beach and I'm walking back through into my hotel grounds. And there's a bunch of people playing traditional gamelan music. So we'll see. I've had lots of messages on the dating apps. Oh my goodness. Just get your white skin out and people are clamoring to get a hold of your white sausage. It's crazy, Big Fatty. Of course, me with all my issues has meant that I have not been engaging in random homo sex with hot Asian boys. I don't know. It just feels so weird. And then my friend was telling me that most of them are money boys, and even when they say they're not money boys, they sort of are money boys. And everybody here has STIs, STDs, what's the current word? Anyway, but I guess it's flattering. I suppose I feel a bit like Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Hyperbole Stone with the hundreds, quite literally hundreds of sex messages coming in on the dating apps. okay, well, I'm going to sign off and I'm just going to walk past this music. So the volume's going to get a little bit crazy. Sorry. You might have to turn it down, everybody. I love you all. Back to Australia the end of this week. Bye.
Yeah, gosh, Big Fatty, it sounds like a hoot nanny. It does sound like a hoot nanny. And, oh, Big Fatty, the music is still playing. It is. We're just going to talk over it. First of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the update. That is just lovely. And Phoenix Dave, when you're starting your little show, you need to make sure you have folks like Scotty to give you content. Big Fatty, you don't limit it to Scotty for you. Everybody needs to give you content. Well, it's true. Scotty, it sounds like you're having quite the adventure. Big Fatty, I had to turn the music up a little bit. I couldn't hear it, and I heard you more than I heard the music. Oh, okay. Well, then anyway.
Oh, it's 9:30 in the morning here.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And now I think I'll just relax by the pool.
Okay.
We'll hope for some hunks, but at the moment there's only 3-4 fat pensioner Europeans here.
Oh,
bye.
Okay. So it sounds to me
the
like...
AussieBattler.net.
Oh, okay. Y'all, that of course... Oh, Big Fatty hung up on you. He did. Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Lovely indeed to get that update. And I know you're looking forward to becoming a pensioner as much as Big Fatty is. Big Fatty, we're all looking forward to you becoming one. Yeah, I guess it. Now, y'all, just an update. Sunday night, Chris and Brian and I went to see the incredible creatures in the place you find them or something like that. But, y'all, it was a fun movie and a fancy smancy theater and everything. Y'all, on Monday, I was here at the Hotel, and y'all, I basically just spent the day recording little shows for you for the rest of this week and Monday and next week. And y'all, then this afternoon, y'all had lovely brofkas at the Sunrise Grill. Y'all, then Monday evening, excuse me, went with Chris over to the Capri Lounge and had a few cocktails. And now, y'all, I'm watching the dancing, and I've just seen the first set of dances. And y'all, I really hope James wins tonight, because they announced the finals tonight, but I think it's going to be Lori. Yes, McFetty. Oh, nigga, Big Fatty, what is that? Y'all, today is episode 2300 of the BFO. So, y'all, that means only 700 more episodes. Now, y'all, I know that sounds like not a whole lot. Big Fatty, it sounds like an eternity, y'all. But with 5 days a week, y'all, that'll take us well into 2019. Big Fatty, you know how to ruin everything. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, Tuesday. Big Fatty is on his way to Hatlanta. Y'all, think of Big Fatty, you know, keep him in your thoughts. Yes, Big Fatty, right this way, madam. Y'all, I'll be with the hats. We'll be having Spanksgiving, and Big Fatty will be all decorating up the hat cave. For the crema. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all heard the kids from over there at the hat show. Big Fatty, how appropriate. And Dr. Stone and Turnipin, any final thoughts for Big Fatty?
BigFattyOnline.com.
Well, you're so over it.
Big Fatty, everybody's over. That's why Phoenix Dave is starting a little show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.